今日选读的经文是在约翰福音第四章，由31节到38节。
The scripture reading today is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 31 through 38.
31节，这期间，门徒对耶稣说：拉比，请吃。耶稣说：我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。门徒就彼此对问说：莫非有人拿什么给他吃么？耶稣说：我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，作成他的工。你们岂不说，到收割的时候还有四个月么？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说：那人撒种，这人收割。这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。金句已经印咗喺节目表上边。
金句已经印在我们的周刊上。The verse of the day is Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. So let's recite it together. Twice.
你们岂不说，到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。约翰福音四章三十五节，你们岂不是到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，
举目向田观看，
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。约翰福音四章三十五节，圣经读毕，愿神祝福佢个。
May God bless the reading of His words.
今日係一個差傳主日。
Today is the Mission Sunday。
我哋好感謝主有劉輝正牧師喺我哋中間分享主嘅信息。
We are so privileged to have Reverend Jim Liu to be with us today to share.
我哋歡迎
啊
劉牧師同埋師母。師母
，Welcome Reverend and Mrs. Liu。
劉牧師咧係我喺我哋大華區嘅教牧團契認識佢嘅。
I met Reverend Liu in our pastoral fellowship of the DC area.
我知道佢之前都喺呢本地咧係一個駐堂嘅牧師。
He has been pastoring a church before.
但係現今佢係全時間係投身喺宣教工作上邊。
But right now he's devoting full time in missions.
所以剛剛禮拜三佢哋先至喺外邊翻嚟。
So he just came back from a trip.
我哋開心今日。
Wednesday.
佢今日同我哋係分享。
We're so glad that he can share.The message with us today.
请林牧师
Reverend Liu. Peace be to you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
我今天跟大家分享的信息可能跟平常不一样。
The message I'm going to share today may be different from what you had usually.
讲到差传或者宣教，其实是一体的两面，这两个字是相通的。
So talking about missions and sending a missionary, mission and missions, these two words are actually closely related.
宣教是宣扬主耶稣基督，去教导别人怎么样子去归向于主耶稣基督。
Missions is to spread the gospel and so that others can know Jesus Christ.
差传是差派这些人出去来做宣教的工作。
A mission is sending missionaries to do missions work.
请大家不要误解，差派不是说差到很遥远的地方才叫做差派。
So, do not misunderstand because a mission.That missions does not merely mean sending people to overseas.
你走多一步，这个就是差派。
Just walking one extra step, that is missions.
你走到隔壁那一间房间叫邻舍那边去，这也要叫差派。
So, if you go to next door and spread the gospel to your neighbor, that is missions.
所以大家不要把宣教认为说少数几个人差派到深山野地里面做那种的事情。
So, do not confine your concept of missions to just sending a few missionaries to overseas.
今天希望大家能够知道，在座的是基督徒的，请你举个手。
So, Christians, raise your hands.
好，谢谢，请放下。基督徒，每一位基督徒都是宣教的人。
Every Christian is a missionary.
No, not missionary. The person for missions.
Oh, it's a person for missions.
宣教的人。Yes. Cantonese, Cantonese, 宣教的人。
宣教的人。
的人，那宣教士，宣教的人。
不是宣教士，宣教的人。
So everyone is working on missions.
每一个人都是做差传。
每一位基督徒都要做宣教的事。
And every Christian has to be involved in missions work.
不是只有宣教士少数几个人去做。
And such work is not confined to missionaries.
所以今天的信息呢，会带来各位很大的挑战。
So today's message will bring a lot of challenges to you.
不是一年一次45分钟听一下宣教就了事了。
It's not, you're not done with just spending 45 minutes on Mission Sunday every year.
而是我提出来对你的挑战，你要采取行动。
But you have to have action in response to my challenges.
你说 it's not my business.
不可以说这个跟我没关系。
很可怜啊。
It's really miserable.
我们刚刚才从中东的一个穆斯林国家回来。
We just came back from a Muslim country in Middle East.
他们的宗教的信仰呢，也透过政治的力量，非常非常的控制每个人的思想。
They use the political power to control everyone's religious thoughts.
可以从我们的角度来讲，他们一点自由都没有。
So from our perspective, they lack freedom.
根本就不要讲说民主了
，Not to mention democracy，
不敢讲一些自己心里的话
，They dare not say what they think，
更不敢讲说要反对政府、反对宗教信仰的这种压力的事情
，much less opposing the government or thoughts counter to the government。
但是你可以想象说，那一些的穆斯林是怎么样的信仰呢
？But those Muslims, how do they believe？
我们看到好像是一种被洗脑、被宗教思想的这种控制的那种的这种状况。
In our perspective, maybe they have been brainwashed and they were controlled.
但是很奇怪，这些的穆斯林呢，居然以他作为穆斯林为荣。
But on the contrary, they are actually very proud of being a Muslim.
What's going on? 到底什么回事？
都在咩回事呢？
我们回到美国来。
We came back to the States.
看到我们就说我们自己的华人教会好了。
So we see our Chinese churches.
充满了民主自由。
So we have full democracy and liberty.
随便可以随便讲自己爱讲的话。
So you can speak what you think.
甚至于可以挑战那个圣经里面的话语。
And we can challenge even challenge the word in the Bible.
我们充满了自由。
We are full of freedom.
但是我们却很少看到基督徒可以站起来不以福音为耻。
But we seldom see Christians standing up and not being ashamed of their faith.
还反而很怕人家知道他是一位基督徒。
On the contrary, they have, we are so timid and we dare not declare our faith.
你说要去宣教，到底谁要向谁宣教啊？
So if you're going to do missions work, Who will the people listen to?
今天有很多的主耶稣基督继续使用一些的人。
So today, Jesus is still using some Christians.
这些人是所谓不怕死的。
And those who fear not death.
随时随地是为主而殉道的。
They are willing to become a martyr for their faith.
你知道过去的十年在全世界上面为主殉道的人大概有多少吗？
Do you know how many martyrs had there been in the past 10 years?
几千人？
Thousands?
几万人？
Tens of thousands?
几十万人？
Hundreds of thousands?
哇，怎么这么多？
So many?
据简单的统计，过去十年来，
According to some simple statistics for the past 10 years,
为主殉道的人已经超过100万。
More than 1 million people died for the Lord.
你说100万全世界的人口，那么多人100万算什么？
Well, what's 1 million in compared with the world's population?
我们把时间算起来话，
And if we count, take time into account,
how many martyrs per hour, per minute? 有多少的殉道者？一个小时有多少殉道者殉道了？有一个几分钟有多少人殉道？
一个小时有几人殉道？一分钟有几人殉道？
也许大家可以比较容易记得这个数字。
Maybe it would be easier for you to remember this figure.
我们今天每五分钟就有一位为主殉道的人。
Every 5 minutes, there's one martyr for the Lord.
五分钟就有一位殉道者。
5 minutes per martyr.
我们刚刚站在台上已经超过了五分钟。
I have been up here for more than 5 minutes.
世界的某一个角落已经有一位为主殉道了。
Somewhere in the world, one had died for Christ.
你说我们连这个消息都不知道。
And we didn't even know of this news.
今天我们知道了，能不能为他们多祷告？
Can we pray more for them?
我特别带来了一份有一个 video 的 tape， 是讲说巴基斯坦这个寻道的一些的事情。
So I've brought this CD, a DVD for about the martyrs in Pakistan.
我留了给教会做一个可以大家可以做个参考。
So that can be your reference.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要起来呀，不是用嘴巴讲的。
So brothers and sisters, rise up, instead of just paying lip service.
回到这一段的经文
，and coming back to this passage.
刚刚讲到，我们念了35，对不对？第35节念了好几次。
We have recited verse 35 a few times.
耶稣说，耶稣对门徒讲的哈，耶稣不对那些不跟从他的人讲这些话。
Jesus said to the disciples that rather than to those who don't follow him.
弟兄姐妹也注意哈，耶稣，你是不是主的门徒啊？
And you have to pay attention. Are you the Lord's disciple?
复活的主耶稣基督是又真又活的神，不是吗？
Aren't you following the resurrected and true Lord?
他现在是不是也跟你我在继续讲同样的话？
Is he saying the same thing with you and with me? Right now,
除非你不是主的门徒，那是另外一回事。
Unless you're not his disciples, then it's another story.
耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们岂不知道收割的时候还有四个月吗？”
Jesus said to them, "4 months and more. Don't you say that there are 4 months more and then the harvest?"
我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了。
But I tell you, open your eyes and look at fields. They are ripe for harvest.
可以收割了。
For harvest.
耶稣其实按照季节来讲的话，他事实上在收割的时间的时候还早一点呢。
So, literally saying, actually, there are still, 4 months.
但是耶稣他不是说因为季节的关系，而是说的提醒我们有一个重点。
Jesus thinks, is not talking about timing.Here, but there is the field.
说收割的时候是什么样的呢？
The time of harvest, what is that?
收割就是现在这个时候该收割了。
Now is the time for harvest.
你不要借口说啊，时间还没有到，或者这个太困难，我又没有预备好，我什么东西都没有好。
Don't make excuses saying that the timing is not right and I'm not ready.
哎呀，我不是，我肯定是第一个人要去到那里去的。
Maybe I'm the first person to go there.
因为我看不到前面的路。
I can't see the road before me.
所以耶稣讲这句话的意思是说，你不用担心，你不要借口。事实上呢，走在你前面的人已经为你开路了。
But Jesus said, "Don't worry, don't even though you seem not to see what's in front of you, but some pioneers have already paved the road for you.
请大家注意到，走在最前面的不是耶稣差派一个最 devoted 的一个 person.
We have to pay attention. Jesus didn't send the most devoted person to be the first.
而是耶稣基督走在最前面。
But rather, he himself led the way.
他带领跟从他的人去看他在世界上面的作为。
He led people to see what he has done in this world.
那跟从他的人，有的人有撒种啊，有的先挖土啊，翻土啊，然后撒种啊，然后播种，然后慢慢的收成。
So those following him, some will sow and some will harvest, but everyone's following him.
但是耶稣基督现在讲的说，你不用担心，你要做前面那些预备的工作。
And Jesus said, "Don't worry that you have to do those preparation work."
前面的已经做好了，你现在去做收成的工作了。
All the preparation work has been done, and you are just going to harvest.
耶稣基督来到世上已经有多久了？
How long ago did Jesus come?
大家听不懂我讲的话吗？
How long ago did Jesus come?
2000多年了，是不是？
Over 2000 years.
我想请问你，你现在是第一位的基督徒吗？
I ask you this question. Are you the first Christian?
Yes or no?
是吗？
前面两千年来的时候，是不是有很多的前人呢
？Throughout the 2000 years, there are a lot of pioneers already.
他们已经在我们继承前人的努力呢，继续接掌时代的使命。
We are just inheriting their mission.
所以耶稣基督他鼓励现在的主的门徒讲说，不要等到所谓的以后再说吧，而是要把握现在的时机。
So Jesus said, "Don't wait for another tomorrow, but grasp." What you have today.
举目这个字非常的重要。
Look, that's very important.
我们刚刚前面唱诗歌的时候也有一句这个举目的这个事，对，你真伟大，举目。
So, lift your eyes, that's in the stanza that we have sung.
举目的意思呢，不是说用你自己的肉眼去看。
Open your eyes doesn't just mean using your naked eyes.
像我用我肉眼去看的时候，我只看到这个整个的敬拜的这个空间里面的这些的人。
Using my naked eyes, I'm just seeing the scenery of people worshiping.
我看不到外面的情景，我也看不到楼上的情景，我更不看不到远方的情景。
I can't see what's outside and what's upstairs.
但是举目的话，如果举目的意思就是用神的眼光从上面看下来。
But open your eyes is looking.From God's perspective, from above.
你可不可以看到整个的这个教堂的 building， 还有外面的情景呢？是不是看得很清楚
？So you, everything will be picture crystal quick in your sight.
所以我们举目不是用肉眼，而是用灵里面的神的眼光来看世界上面的这些的一切的状况。
So opening your eyes is not just using.It's not using your naked eyes, but rather using your spiritual eyes from God's perspective.
好，弟兄姐妹们，我带你今天去了今天现在时代的三个使命。
So I'm going to tell you there are three missions today.
Three opportunities for everyone.
For everyone, there are three opportunities.
那我看到特别是在座的有些年轻人。
And see a lot of young people.
也许这三大的良机，任何一个良机都适合年轻人。
So either one of these three opportunities will be appropriate for you young people.
那坐在这一边的比较年长的人讲说，那我就没有机会了吗
？And maybe some more advanced in the ages in age, then I don't have any opportunity anymore.
Yes or no?
是也不是。
你说是吗？还是不是？
Yes or no?
每一位基督徒都是宣教的人。
Every Christian is a person involved in missions.
你难道不相信耶稣基督会使用他所有的门徒做任何的事情吗？
Don't you believe that Jesus will use all his disciples to do his things?
腓立比书三章十六节。
Philippians
3:16. 3:16, 这三章十六节在很多的书卷里面有很重要的意义。
It's very meaningful.
我们一想到约翰福音三章十六节就知道了。
Of course, that also reminds us of John 3:16.
但是我们今天使用是腓立比书的三章十六节。
But We are using Philippians 3:16.
讲的是什么呢？就是二每个人按照不同的地步呢，按照他的地步去行。
Everyone is working according to his step.
Your stage or your level of spiritual life.就是你属灵生命还有你服事的任何的地步的时候，你不要跟别人去比。
So in your spiritual walk, don't compare with other people.
跟自己来比较。
Just compare with yourself.
我今天会比昨天来得更长进。
Am I growing compared with my yesterday?
明天呢，我又比我今天呢更加的来成长。
Am I growing tomorrow? In contrast with my situation today.
但是我无论处于什么时间的情景呢，我就按照那个的地步呢来行。
But I'll do it in accordance with what stage I'm in.
这个重点是在行。
This emphasis is on doing.
不管你的目前的情景是什么，你就一定要去行。
Do no matter what stage you're in.
所以我们把这个的状况呢，各位的状况可以应用到今天时代的三大良机里面。
And we can apply that to these three opportunities today.
我怎么去行？
What do I do?
好，今天这三大的时代的良机呢，是很重要的一种情况。
Today's three big opportunities are listed here.
我希望说弟兄姐妹不要失去这些的机会。
Do not lose such opportunities.
另外讲的说，哦，那我也不是，我老早就已经毕业了哈。
You may say, well, I've been graduated for a while.
我已经退休了，我不在职场上面了。
Well, I'm retired. I'm no longer in the workplace.
我又走不动了哈，到外面去又不行了，我没办法参加这个宣教合掌上面的侍奉了。
And it's not convenient for me to travel, so maybe the mission trip are not.Suitable for me.
所以今天的讲员讲的信息好像只是给年轻人去讲嘛。
So, maybe the speaker is only talking to the young people.
其实不是这样子。
No.
参加宣教的时候，一共有三个的三线，三种不同的状况。
There's three situations when we're talking about involvement in missions.
第一线就是长期驻扎在那边的宣教士。
Number one, the long-term missionaries are sent to overseas.
拆船就是拆派这些宣教士到远的地方去。
So missions work is to send those missionaries abroad.
这是第一线的。
This is the first category.
第二线的话，是在后方呢，用短时间的去支援第一线所需要的。
And the second line is sending short-term missionaries.To help those long-term missionaries.
这通常教会呢就使用短宣的方式出去来帮助第一线的需要。
So sending short-term missionaries to help the front-line missionaries.
这个我们可以做到，不分年纪的。
And for this, everyone can do it. Age is not a problem.
待会我就会跟大家有一个目前最好的一个机会跟大家来分享。
And there is a best opportunity that I'll share with you.
第三线呢？
The third line.
我又不是第一线的长期住在那里的宣教士。
I'm not a long-term missionary on the first line.
我有没有能力跑到第一线那边去帮助他们做些什么事情？
And I cannot go there to help those as a short-term missionary.
但是第三线的人可以做两样重要的事。
But the third line, people can do two things.
就是在自己家里面、自己教会里面参与。
That's involved in those missions work right at your home and in your church.
两件事情。
Two things.
祷告还有金钱奉献。
Praying and giving.
用这种的方式，我人没办法出去，但是我来支持，用祷告，用金钱呢，来支持第一线跟第二线的宣教工作。
Through these two means, we don't have to travel as a long-term missionary or a short-term missionary, but we can support their ministry right here at home.
容许我向弟兄姐妹们有一个挑战的问话。
Allow me to challenge you.
你可以参与哪一线
？Which line can you join？
啊，第四线吗
？Line four，
什么都不做吗
？Doing nothing？
那你是主的门徒吗
？Are you the Lord's disciple？
这是一个很重大的一个挑战。
This is an important challenge。
好，我们就把这个三个的良机呢，跟大家很快的分享一下。
So I'll share with you about these three opportunities.
第一个讲的是校园。
First of all, on campuses.
我们这里有校园的同学的，请举个手。
Who are students on campuses?
好，很好，谢谢。
Thank you. Very good.
校园事工呢，早期的时候从香港跟台湾的，在50年代的时候就来到美国。
In the 50s, people from Hong Kong and Taiwan came to the States.
我们很快的复习一下过去六七十年的时候呢，整个的校园事工的发展。
We'll have a review of the campus ministry in the past 60 or 70 years.
这一批从香港、从台湾来的这些人呢，原来就在那个地方就已经是基督徒了。
So those that came from Hong Kong or Taiwan, they have been Christians before they came here.
所以在美国的校园里面就成立了华人的这个圣经的查经班。
So they established Bible study groups on campuses.
查经班里面有两个重点。
With two important points.
就大家彼此在组里面操练读经祷告。
So they help each other in studying the Bible with discipline.
还有呢，就是带领小组一起来查经
，and lead Bible studies.
靠着神的话语呢，能够活出基督徒的样式
，and they live out an example of a Christian by God's grace.
所以逐渐逐渐的，这个基础就打定了。
So gradually, the foundation is set.
我想在座的有不少的人也是有这种的经历。
So many of you have such experiences.
那慢慢的，这些的各个地方校园里面团契开始联合起来。
So gradually, those individual Bible study groups gathering together.
所以60年代到70年代这段时间的时候，就成立了一些的专门的以学人为身份的这种的机构出来。
So in the 60s and 70s, there are organizations established as a result.
也有很多的联合的退休会
，and there are some joint conferences or retreats.
到了70年、80年代了，这一批人已经离开学校毕业了，然后就业了。
And in the 70s and 80s, many of these people have graduated and they were in the workplace.
所以经济来源呢也固定了，因此呢就慢慢建立起一个有正规的教会出来。
And having been established financially, these people founded some churches, Chinese churches around.
那教会慢慢的有成人主日学、儿童主日学，慢慢的教导、训练、装备一些的门徒出来。
So the churches have different ministries, Sunday schools and things and so on, so they have been growing.
所以那个是你说70年代到现在已经是40年之前的时间就已经建立这个基础了。
So we were talking about the 70s. It has been 40 years already. So the foundation was pretty solid.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们应该是不是好像拿着这个的好处呢？就是理所当然的。
So having reaped the benefits of such foundation.We should not just sit there and enjoy.
我们一定要还继续的来参加主日学，还有带领儿童来认识主。
We have to continue to attend Sunday school and to train the second generation.
所以我又提出第二个挑战了。
So I'm bringing up the second challenge.
这个结束以后的主日学你会留下来吗
？Are you going to attend the Sunday school right after this?
我们的教会有多少人真正来参加主日学的
？How many of us are really joining our Sunday school？
这是一个第二个挑战。
This is the second challenge。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为神会用你。
Because God will use you。
我们继续看下来，到80年代，刚刚讲的说，慢慢的华人教会已经有这个能力了。
So in the 80s, Chinese churches are have been grown up, and so they can be involved in a lot of ministries.
Establish the foundation to train other people in other places.
已经可以帮助别人。
80年代的末期的时候呢, 你在座的从中国来的, 请你举个手。
Anyone came from mainland China?
我讲的国内, 而不是说香港。
Mainland China.
好, 少数人。
It's a
minority. 80年代大家都知道这个历史, 改革开放, 对不对?
In the late 80s, so mainland China was in a reform state.
改革开放不仅是经济上面的改革, 同时呢, 我们大批的海外的华人能够得以进入到中国的教会里面去。
So the reform was just not confined to the economic sector. Many scholars were sent and can involve in Chinese church.
所以你看，前面的不过是短短的那个时候在教会里面的训练了。今天神开门了，让大家这里可以到中国大陆去训练这些的家庭教会的人了。So
God has already equipped the Christians, and so they can go into mainland China and train the kinsmen.
我们今天还是继续做。And
today we are still doing that.
但是呢，不像往常三十多年以前这种状况了。
But it's different from what has been done 30 years ago.
因为中国的教会已经训练了30多年，他们现在也可以站起来了。
Because after receiving 30 years of training, the churches in mainland China can stand up themselves.
大家也许对于中国教会的这个印象，或者说知道的东西很少。
Maybe you don't know too much about the churches back in mainland China.
现在有很多的已经成为宣教的教会了。
And many of them has become missionary sending churches.
那在海外的地方碰到的是国内来的，我们讲国内来的中国的宣教士了。And
even today, today we can even meet some missionaries sent from mainland China churches.
在中东的，我们曾经去过5个中东的穆斯林的国家里面。
We have been to 5 Muslim countries in the Middle East.
我只碰到一位将要退休的从香港背景来的一个老的年纪相当大的宣教士。I
met one old missionary from Hong Kong.
其他几十位都是从国内来的。But
I've met dozens of missionaries sent from mainland China.
而且他们的年纪大概只有30岁左右。And
they are not old, they're just in their 30s.
所以今天的状况不一样了。
So the situation is totally different today.
好了，我们再回到校园里面的这个整个的转换。So
let's come back to campuses.
到90年代的时候呢，更是奇妙的，因为中国的差派更多的留学生来了。In
the 90s, there's a wave of immigrants from mainland China.
我看到大家的可能还是说广东话为主的一个教会。And
you are still a Cantonese church.
我过去牧会的时候，在10年以前的时候呢，在牧会里面的人，现有的人 80% 是从国内来的。But
when I was pastoring churches, 80% of the people were from mainland China.
新来的人呢， 100% 都是从中国来的。And
for the newcomers, almost 100% of them were from mainland China.
好了，那回到我们周围这个校园的机会。Now
back to our opportunities on campuses.
2000年就是21世纪开始的时候, 美国对于中国的差派留学生来的这个已经大大的开放了。
The states is more open to the scholars and students from mainland China.
不仅有访问学者，就像我们现在的念研究所的，同时还有小留学生呢。
So at the turn of the century, not only were there scholars and grad students. There are even some small young foreign students.
Yeah, 包括了高中生，甚至还有初中生。
Some were in junior high and some were in high school.
他们就在我们附近。
Just in our neighborhood.
你有没有注意到？
Have you noticed that?
Maybe you don't care.
可能你没有关心。
宣教要 cross the border line, huh?
For missions work, we have to cross the borderline.
如果说回香港去宣教，这个不叫做宣教，回自己家乡的。
If you go back to Hong Kong and spread the gospel, that's not missions.
要向不一样的人来传讲的。
But you have to spread the gospel to people who are not like you.
好。 那今天呢，我们就很快跳过去的哈。在中国的状况其实来往非常的频繁。
So there are a lot of travels back and forth today.
也影响到说现在在中国的教会里面有新的城市的知识分子的教会。
And in mainland China, there are some newly established churches that the members of which are the intellectuals.
还有海归的教会。
And then there are some people who repatriate churches.
Yeah, came to the States and study, and then they went back. This is called 海归。
海归教会就是他们来了美国，然后就再翻回去的。
那今天在中国的教会，就像我们这种知识分子的教会来领导教会了。
So, the intellectuals are already leaders in the churches.
所以时机你看转换了，从美国一直转到中国去了。
So the opportunity has been shifted from the States to mainland China.
所以我们要抓准时间的时候，在这些人在暂时停留的状况下的时候，来训练他们可以回去。
So we have to make the best of the opportunity in this situation.
那这个训练呢，只有两个简单的重点。
There are two important points here.
一个就是灵修祷告。
One is to devotion and prayer.
还有另外就是带小组查经。
The next one is to lead Bible study.
非常非常的简单，也非常的重要。
Very simple, but very important.
关键就是说，你自己预备好了没有？
The key is, have you been prepared?
你可以带别人带小组查经吗？
Are you ready to lead Bible study?
你可以带别人一起祷告吗？
Are you ready to lead others in prayer?
哇，这是最基本的，基督徒应该要做的事。
Those are the two basics.And every Christian should do it.
不要说穆斯林了，我们不要谈穆斯林了。
And not to mention about
the Muslim. 第二个良机就在职场上面。
Second area is in the workplaces.
我们在座的还在工作的，请你举手。上班族的。
Who is working?
应该不少。上班族的话呢，是我们可能对于这个职场的这个宣教的印象不是很清楚。
Maybe we're not too clear about this field in the workplace.
简单的讲，就是以我一个属灵的生命呢，去影响到公司里面的这些的同事们。
In a nutshell, is to use my life
spiritual
to impact others at workplaces.
Spiritual life, spiritual characters.
我们属灵的属灵的质素
不一定是用你的能力，而是用你的属灵上面的生命去影响到其他的人。
Not your ability but your spiritual character
好，那哪一些是重要的呢？
What are important?
我们这里列举的有十个生命的素质。
There are 10 important characters.
爱
Love,
鼓励
encouragement,
饶恕
forgiveness,
平衡
balance,
责任
responsibility,
卓越的表现
excellence,
沟通
communication,
守信
integrity,
好管家
good stewardship,
忠诚
and loyalty.
如果说大家需要这方面的装备
if you need in this training in these areas,
我们有十个小时一个周末的这种 training 已经在进行。
We are conducting weekend sessions for these.
所以如果你有负担的时候，我很愿意来这个地方来教导。
So if you have a burden in such area, I'm willing to come and train you.
其实今天的职场上面的传福音啊，宣教的工作，这个机会呢是很大很大的。
Actually, there's a very big opportunity in our workplace.
主要的原因是什么呢？
What's the reason?
因为职场上面人是很复杂。
Because interpersonal relationship is very complex at workplaces.
同时大家忙着在赚钱。
And people are just busy earning money.
但是心灵上是非常的空虚。
But they have a void in their hearts, in the spirit.
因此带来了许多人际、还有家庭、身体、情绪上面的很多的纷扰。
Leading to a lot of turmoils in interpersonal relationship and family, and in the physically and mentally.
这个正是我们做基督徒世上的盐、世上的光啊，去影响他人的好机会。
As light and salt of the world is a good opportunity for us to have impact on them.
那当然，以我们的生命数值的时候，我们的人际关系、家庭关系、身体关系，还有情绪上面的控制，应该来得比人家来得好。
But we have to be better than they are in terms of our interpersonal relationship, in a family relationship, and physically and mentally.
这个非常非常的影响力是非常的大的。
Such an impact is actually very forceful.
那我们可以在教会里面呢，可以互相的来规劝的时候，带靠着神的话语的时候，来增加这方面的操练的。
So we can have better discipline in such areas when we come to church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我提出第三个的挑战。
So I'm bringing up the third challenge.
你来教会是干什么？
What are you coming to church for?
是要接受装备的时候好去影响其他的人呢。
Is to be equipped so that you can have impact on other people.
教会是非常充分供应的一个地方。
The church is to provide fully.
好，那可是职场的话，你说在公司里面容易建立一个团契吗？或者一个祷告会吗？
But at your workplace, it's easy to forma fellowship or a Bible study group?
还是公司里面被允许说你可以说有灵修祷告或者说有小组查经吗？
And are you allowed to have devotion and to have prayer and have a group Bible study?
在民主自由的国家里面，在这个国家里面竟然是不允许的。
Unfortunately, albeit in a democratic country, such are not.
但是我们在职场上面，我们在职场上面的时候，我以我的生命就可以去无形中去影响所有的其他的同事。
But through my behavior, I can have an impact on other people, my colleagues.
所以刚刚举手上班族的，我给你一个勉励。
So those who are working now, I give you an encouragement.
从明天开始，你进入到你讨厌的，特别是星期一了。
So starting from tomorrow, when you're entering into the place that you hate, or since it's Monday tomorrow,
把耶稣基督带入到你的职场去。
Bring Jesus Christ into your workplace.
活出来你是盐是光的这个的功能。
And exercise your capability, functionality as salt and light.
请大家注意，基督徒是神国的子民。
Christians are citizens of God's kingdom.
不是次等公民。
Not second class citizen.
整个的世界需要基督徒来提升他们的生命的素质。
The world needs Christians to boost their quality of life.
我们只会讲说我是神国的子民，我是神的儿女，好高兴。
We are so glad proclaiming that we are children of God and citizens of God's kingdom.
因为神爱我。
Because God loves me.
但是我的责任在哪里？
But how about my responsibility?
我们享尽了属天的福分。
We have enjoyed all the divine blessings from God.
却没有尽属地的责任。
But we have not fulfilled our earthly responsibilities.
难怪今天的基督徒被人取笑的一个对象。
No matter...Christians becomes others laughing stock today.
弟兄姐妹，求你，请你原谅，也许我说的话，第一次见面我说的这种重话。
Forgive me, for speaking such heavy, speeches today.
但经文里面讲说，有说对于那些义人的话，说一些重点的管教的话语的话是有果效的。
But, speaking, this way.Would be fruitful.
那我们奋心吧，不是讲教会要奋心吗？
So, let's revive.
The revival starts from us.
奋心从我们开始。
好了，第三个合场。
The third field.
时间的关系，我们直接在招拣放在一个地方好了。
So we'll focus on one point.
大家晓得十四指之窗吧？
Do you know what's the 1040 window?
有没有听过？
Have you heard of that?
北纬的十度到北纬四十度，画这个两条线的中间涵盖的区域。
It's the region included in the 40 and 10 degrees north.
这个区域呢是福音未得 之地。
This
福音未得之地。
对
unreached.
That's the unreached in terms of gospel.
同时呢，那边有不同的宗教。
So there are different religions.
包括了伊斯兰教
，including Islam,
印度教
，Hinduism,
佛教
，Buddhism,
无神论
，Atheism,
还有泛灵崇拜
，Polytheism,
还有犹太教
，and Judaism.
这些种种呢，都是非常刚硬的地方。
So these are hard soil.
那我们讲的说啊，我们现在跳过去好了，因为大家国内来人比较少，我们不讲这个了。讲到这个中东上面的难民。
So talk about, we're going to talk about the refugees from Middle East.
你知道难民绝大部分都是穆斯林吗？
Do you know that refugees are mainly composed of Muslims?
有没有听过难民这两个字的？请你举个手。
Have you heard about refugees?
我不晓得是因为语言翻译有问题，还是大家的知识上面有问题啊。
So I don't know whether there's a miscommunication here.
还是第一次听到这些的事情。
Or is it the first time they heard about this?
No. 请大家稍微关切一下世局吧，好不好？
So please pay attention to the world situation.
现在世界上面的难民已经超过6000万人了。
There are more than 60 million refugees today.
你知道全世界海外的华人？
Do you know overseas Chinese?
有多少？
How many are there?
6000万。
Also 60 million.
那很容易记吗？
It's easy to remember.
哇，海外有这么多的中国人，海外有这么多的难民啊！
So there are so many Chinese abroad, and there are so many refugees.
好。难民呢，在中东方面主要是信伊斯兰教的穆斯林。
So most of the refugees are believe in Islam.
但是也有不少的基督徒。
But there are also a significant portion of Christians.
Not insignificant, small portion.
Oh, small portion.
In Middle East.
在中东。
中东的基督徒的难民人数相当的。少
There are only a few, very few Christians in the Middle East. Why?
因为他们还没有逃出去就被杀掉了。
Because even before they can escape, they were slaughtered.
全族消灭
is the whole tribe. That's genocide.
Genocide.
是
全族群消灭的。
They are genocides.
你姓刘，全部姓刘的全部宰掉。
Your last name is Liu, all dead.
哎，不是好笑的。
That's not a joke.
但是在北非啊，非洲的北边还有中非的那一段，有很多的难民。
But in North Africa and Central Africa, there are a lot of refugees.
大家晓得地理位置吗？
You know,
非洲在
geography,
非洲是这里，非洲对不对
？This is Africa.
这刚刚讲的中东的地方，你看很大很大很多的很多的难民，对不对
？A lot of
非洲这个中非
refugees,
中非这里
，Central Africa.
非洲的难民跟中东的难民不一样。
The the African refugees are different from the Middle East refugees.
非洲的难民主要是基督徒。
Most of them are Christians.
因为他们被穆斯林赶出国家。
Because they were evicted by the Muslims.
但是他们逃到邻国那些穆斯林国家去的时候很惨。
But when they escaped, they went to another Muslim group, Muslim influenced area.
Muslim countries nearby. 他们一进去就被抢夺，然后把他屠杀。
And they were robbed.And killed.
所以你看，基督徒根本就是很惨很惨的。
So many Christians are very are in misery.
好，我们把大家的焦点放在穆斯林的难民在一个国家里面。
So we focus on one country.
黎巴嫩。
in Lebanon.
大家晓得黎巴嫩在哪里吗？
Do you know where Lebanon is?
有没有人知道以色列在哪里？
Do you know where Israel is?
以色列的北边就是黎巴嫩。
It's just Lebanon's north of Israel.
黎巴嫩是一个很小的国家。
It's a very small country.
它整个的地理位置呢比台湾还小，大概三分之一而已。
It's only one third the area of Taiwan.
那当然比香港是大多了嘛。
And of course, it's bigger than Hong Kong.
可是它的人口比香港少了很多。
But it's less populous than Hong Kong.
我不知道香港有多少人。700万啊。
And Hong Kong has 7 million people.
黎巴嫩呢有400万。
And Lebanon has just 4 million.
但是呢，有将近200万的隔壁的叙利亚的难民过来了。
But 2 million.Refugees from Syria came.
一下子全国增加了三分之一的人口。
So, there's a significant boost in population.
这些人就是难民，什么东西，而且不准工作，什么都没有。
These are refugees and they're not allowed to work.
但是很奇妙的说，神使用黎巴嫩的教会。
But wonderfully, God used the Lebanon churches.
黎巴嫩本身400万人，65%是穆斯林。
In the 4 million people in Lebanon, two thirds are Muslim.
剩下的35%是基督徒。
And the rest, the 35% were are Christians.
所以黎巴嫩的基督徒少于150万人。
So they're fewer than 1.5 million Lebanon Christians.
现在比他们人数多了200万人的这些穆斯林的难民来到他们国家里面。
So the refugees from Syria, 2 million, outnumbered them.
竟然呢，这些的少于150万的基督徒去服侍、去帮助这些穆斯林的难民。
And wonderfully, the 1.5 million Christians help those.2 million refugees.
你说他们是不是疯了？
Aren't they crazy?
黎巴嫩自己本身是一个很穷的国家。
Lebanon is a very poor country.
本身国内就没有什么工作的机会。
And they lack job opportunities.
他们勉强能够存活下去。
They can barely make ends meet.
你看中东人喜欢吃饼啊，那种大的饼。
So the In the Middle East, they like to eat the big bread.
现在举个例子，好像家里面只剩下一个饼了。
For instance, at home, the only thing they have left is one bread.
他们撕下饼超过一半去帮助那些的穆斯林的难民。
They tear that piece of bread into two halves, and help those.Muslim refugees.
为什么？
Why?
哪里来的这种的力量？
Where did they get that power?
弟兄姐妹们，你曾经听说耶稣讲了一句话吗？
Have you heard of what Jesus said?
爱你的仇敌，不是吗？
Love your enemies.
黎巴嫩在先前的时候被叙利亚占领了将近有30年了。
Lebanon was under Syrian occupation for over 30 years before.
现在他反过来去爱他的仇敌了。
And now they are loving their enemy.
所以圣经讲的话不是虚假的，也不是一种虚空的那种事情。
So what's said in the Bible is not fiction.
我们活生生的看到又真又活的主带领黎巴嫩的教会做这种的事情。
We can see with our naked eyes, the Lebanon Christians helping the refugees from Syria.
那如果你是黎巴那叙利亚这个穆斯林的难民，你受惠了以后，你的感觉是什么？
So what would you feel were you one of these Syrian refugees, Muslim refugees?
这些的难民里面，也许我的爸爸曾经把你的爸爸给杀了，因为我在你国家里面。
So my father may have killed your father because we have been occupying your country.
现在反而你活来说来填饱我的肚子，来帮忙我。
And now you're feeding me, helping me.
那当他们听到福音的时候，你说这些的穆斯林难民会反应会什么样的反应吗
？And upon hearing the gospel, how would they respond?
你说他们会不会信主
？Would they?
会不会
Would they believe in the Lord?
换了你是难民的时候，你受到这种的好无条件的这种爱的时候，你会信主吗
？If you are one of the refugees and you're on the receiving end of such unconditional love, would you believe in the gospel?
你若不相信的话，存一点钱，我带你去看。
If you don't believe, I can bring you over there.
今天黎巴嫩呢是全世界唯一的所谓穆斯林人口众多的国家里面可以传福音的。
Lebanon is the only country that people can evangelize, the only Muslim country in which.
所以我带你去一个比较安全的地方。这个地方没有战争的那种硝烟啊，那个地方看不到战争的。
So I can bring you over there. You don't see any warfare.
那里没有重型的工业，所以是空气没有空气污染的。
And then there's no pollution because there's no industry.
那里有山有水，是风景非常优美的地方。
There's very good scenery, hills and water.
那里更可以看到主耶稣基督的爱，更看到说大批的穆斯林转成归向于主耶稣基督。
But the most important thing is that.You can see God, Jesus' ministry at work, and then seeing thousands of Muslims turning to Christ.
然后我们去的时候呢，黎巴嫩的基督徒欢迎我们多向那些的穆斯林的难民去分享，跟他们传讲福音。
And then the Christians there would welcome us to share the gospel with.Multitudes of Muslim refugees.
弟兄姐妹们，如果有这么大好的机会，你要不要把握
？If there is such a good opportunity, would you let it go?
还是说，哎呀，四月嘛，还慢慢来嘛，哈，就像我们那个经文讲，哎呀，等我装备好了，等我怎么样，那个时候再去吧。
Are you saying that? Well, there's still 4 months left. Let me postpone it until I'm ready.
叙利亚的战争慢慢快要结束了。
The war in Syria is coming to an end.
那这些的难民绝大部分都想要回家。
So these refugees will go back home.
重新重整家园。
And to rebuild their home.
所以当在黎巴嫩的叙利亚的穆斯林难民回到叙利亚去的时候呢
？So when these refugees in Lebanon go back to Syria.
我们就没有机会去接触这些人了。
We don't have such opportunity to reach out to these refugees anymore.
这个时间算一算，差不多只有两三年的功夫了。
And there may be only a narrow window of 2 or 3 years.
所以好好要把握时机啊。
So we have to make the best of today.
你不用担心说我怎么办才好。
Don't worry. What can I do?
我可以告诉你，我们可以带你去。
I can tell you. I can bring you over there.
难民营
to the refugee camps.
难民营因为200万人，所以分散了很多地方。
So since there are 2 million people, so they are very scattered.
我们只去过少数的比较典型的地方。
We have only been to a few of them.
那可以去到做什么呢？可以做扶贫或者义诊。
So we can do poverty relief, or we can give medical services.
你如果就是医疗护理的人员的话，是最好的。
If you're in the medical field, you're most welcome.
请个假，一个礼拜的假吧，去参加那边的义诊。
Just take 1 week vacation, and I can bring you over there.
扶贫的话呢，你做第三线的，用金钱来奉献。
And the poverty relief is the third line. We can give financial support.
当他们收到我们汇来的钱的时候呢，当地的教会去买成当地的这些食物，来帮助那些贫穷的难民。
So when they receive our financial support, they will buy things over there and then to support those refugees.
你们眼睛好的，请看一下左上角这个图片。
Look at the left top picture.
这个是整箱里面的。这些的 supply 是给他们生活上的日用品。
Daily supply.
Not daily.
Oh.
Not daily. You think it's daily? Is it daily?
Oh, okay. That's the supply for their living.
Yeah. For one family, 每一个家庭呢会有两箱两个纸箱两倍的这个供应。
So that's one case, and
two cases for every family.
你看左下角这边的话有四箱是给两家的。
So there are two cases over there, you can see.
上面呢打开来的，你可以看到说有一些的五谷杂粮啊，那个罐头的食物，还有食用油，还有一些的面粉跟这个面条。
So once the case is open, you can see the contents, the oil and cans and.
不管你家里的人口有多少人。
No matter how many you have in your home,
一家分配两箱
，two cases per family.
这个摆出来的是他们半个月的用的。
That what you see is for them, for half a month.
Half a month, 一家只一个月只拿到两箱的这些的。
So every month they receive two cases.
这些的钱不是黎巴嫩的政府来供应的。
Those are not supplied by the Lebanon government.
这些的钱是在欧美教会知道以后，他们奉献的钱到这边来的。
It's rather from churches in the States or in Europe.
现在我刚刚讲到欧美。
So now I'm talking about European, Europe and America.
我们现在在哪里
？Where are we?
我们现在是不是可以加入到这个美国里面的行列？
Can we join them?
哎，很简单，在家里面奉献出去，用金钱奉献，他们可以得到这些的。
So just sit at your home and support financially.
好，那进一步的还可以做些什么
？What else can we do?
难民有学校教导孩童。
So there are refugee schools.
难民呢？两百万难民有三分之二是孩童。
2/3 of them are.Children,
like youth and children,
or youth and children.
三分之二的人都没有什么机会来学习，到学校来上课。
So they lack the opportunity to go to school.
住在这个难民村里面的小孩子比较幸运，因为他们有学校在那里。
And in this particular refugee camp, there is a school, so they are more blessed.
其他的难民因为住到很远的地方，那个地方没有什么学校的，小孩子就是在放鸽子一样在那边跑来跑去，没有什么。
So some other refugees are living in a remote area, and in those refugee camps, they don't have a school, and they're just running around.
我们可以去探访这些的孩子们。
We can visit those youths and children.
安慰安慰他们，抱抱他们。
And to hug them, comfort them.
你知道他们住在这个难民营里面住了多久了
？Do you know how long have they lived in such refugee camps？
不是三五个月
，Not just 3 or 5 months。
不是一两年
，Not just 1 or 2 years。
已经有五六年了
，Already 5 or 6 years。
有很多的孩子，特别大一点的这个青少年
，And many
youth
many children became youth。
Many youth have lost their hope。很多的青少年已经没有盼望了，对未来没有盼望了。
So for many youth, they are already desperate and they don't have any hope.
我们曾经问了一个十四岁的小男孩。
We have been asking a 14-year-old.
他在那边已经有六年了。
Who has been there for 6 years?
我问他说：“你有没有 dreams？ 你有没有梦想
？”Do you have dreams?
No.
没有。
没有。但是他少他两岁的十二岁的弟弟
，But his brother, 12-year-old，
他在那边已经六岁，在那边六年了。
He has been there since he was 6.
我问他说：“你有没有梦想
？”Do you have a dream？
他的弟弟讲说：“有。
”He said yes.
我说：“那是什么？”我很兴奋的问他：“
what,
那是什么
？”I'm excited. Wow, what's it? What's your dream？
他说：“我愿意做 pilot。”
我要做飞机
飞行员，
飞行员
驾飞机的。那他们立刻又补充了
，And then he added,
not jet fighter，
啊，不是战斗机，
不打仗的。他要飞那个民航机 ，commercial planes。
He want to fly the commercial plane。
我说为什么
？Why？
他说我要把和平带到世界上去。
He said I want to bring peace。To the world.
你看他从六岁长到十二岁在那种的环境底下。
You see, from the age of 6 until 12, He has been growing.
但是今天如果没有外来的人的话，他是不是根本就没有什么盼望了？
So without aid from outside, he's hopeless.
我跟他讲说，
I tell him,
你有盼望就会实现。
As long as you have hope, it will materialize.
说当你那个时候驾飞机的时候，
So when you fly that plane,
我会坐你的飞机。
I will be your passenger.
你说十二岁的男孩他的反应是什么？
Do you know what's the 12-year-old's response?
很高兴的笑。
So joyful.
你说我能够做什么？我们没有做什么。
What can we do? I haven't done anything.
但是我们鼓励他了，对不对？
But we encouraged him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，不要以为说我们好像什么都不能做。
Don't think that there's nothing you can do.
其实我们神使用我们可以做很多的事情。
Actually, God can use us to do a lot.
更不要提说家访了，跟他们谈，听他们讲话。
We can do a home visitation. We can chat with them.
不用担心会有人翻译的。
Don't worry, there will be interpreters.
最后看看这些可爱的年轻人的面孔。
So let's look at those lovely youths.
他们跟我们长得不一样。
They don't look like us.
但是孩童们呢，好像全世界看起来都很美妙，
but for,
都很美丽。
But all youths are beautiful.
特别他们的鼻子很挺哦。
Especially their noses.
鼻子很漂亮，还有眼睛，
and
their 很大
eyes,
很白。
Their eyes are
那个眼白哦，很白很纯。好，所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
不要放弃黎巴嫩的机会吧。
Don't give up this opportunity in Lebanon.
我们一月份的时候有一个特别的访问团去。
In January, we will have a visit.
已经有四个教会的代表去了，要准备去。
The group is already represented by four churches.
所以各位，如果说你有负担的时候，我们回来的时候再跟大家讲说下一步怎么进行。
So if you have burden in this, after we come back.We can look at into further opportunities.
我们去考察五个事工。
We have investigated five areas of ministry.
你趁这个机会，你看看说我能够做什么，我在哪方面我有负担。
So you use this time to think about what you can do.
短宣去的时候，语言不是问题。
For short-term missions trip, language would not be a problem.
人家会翻译的，不用担心
这事。There will be interpreters. No, don't worry.
第一个是青少年跟儿童的教育。
First, youth and children education.
他们最喜欢上的课是什么课吗？
What do they like most?
英文课。
They like English lesson.
我们在座的讲英文的，请你举个手。
Who can speak English?
Who
speaks Please raise
English?
Your hand.
Who speaks English? Yeah, you can do it. You can go.
你可以去。
Those kids will love you very much.
但是小孩子都会很喜欢你们。
Yeah, they will grab you and say, "Teach me English." 你好吗？
可能会嘛，叫你教我英文啦。
Yeah, 教英文。Yeah, they love to learn English. It appears to be learning English is their first hope.
他们第一个嘅盼望就系学英文。
To get out of this lousy environment.
就是离开这个乌烟瘴气的环境。
第二个事工是妇女辅导。
The second one is ladies counseling.
Yeah, 安慰那些的妇女。
To extend comfort to those ladies.
第三个是个人布道。
Third is personal evangelism.
第四是门徒培训。
Fourth, discipleship.
个人布道跟门徒培训，我敢讲大胆的讲，只有在黎巴嫩允许做这个事情。
And for personal evangelism and discipleship, I can say, Lebanon is the only Muslim country that those ministries are allowed.
所以好好把握机会。
So make the best of the opportunity.
最后一个就是扶贫还有医疗的义诊。
So last but not least is the poverty relief.And medical services.
好了，最后的，谢谢大家的耐心哈。
So, thanks for your patience.
我们最后一个简单的结论。
So, our simple conclusion.
今天我们举目看到现今时代的三大良机。
Today we open our eyes and we see three big opportunities.
校园也好，职场也好，合场也好。
No matter whether it's the campus ministry, workplace ministry, or
mission field. 但是这里面的时候呢，这三个简单的事情可以帮助我们可以做这些的事。
So these three opportunities can help us to do things.
在校园还有合场上面，主要的是灵修祷告，还有带领小组查经。
And on campuses and in the missions field, we can help in devotion and prayer, and we can lead Bible studies.
在职场上面的话，就是活出个人的这个属灵生命的素质。
In the workplace, we have to live out our quality of life.
所以神已经给你我这么多的机会了。
So God has given you and given me so many opportunities.
你说四月还有四个月的时间，让我好好的装备吧。
And you may say there are still 4 months.
可以。
So let me take my time to prepare.
Then, 那不然，那你就在教会好好的接受装备。
So just be equipped in church.
好好的参加祷告会。
And to attend prayer meetings.
个人每一天都有灵修的时间。
So have a devotion time every day.
参加小组团契或者成人主日学，一起来进入到神的话语里面来学习。
Join fellowship and Sunday school. So to learn God's word together.
增进自己属灵生命的素质。
And to boost your spiritual quality.
从星期一开始就带入到职场里面去。
And go into your workplace starting Monday with your quality life.
所以你还没有走到远的地方去的时候，你现在已经开始预备了。
So even before you set foot on a trip abroad, you can begin training yourself here.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters.
神将你的心现在放在哪里啊
？Where did God place your heart?
圣经里面讲说，我们的心在哪里，我们的财宝就在那里，对不对
？The Bible tells us that wherever our treasure is, that's where our heart is.
那你看到处都是神已经预备的财宝，你把你的心放在哪里呢
？So you see a lot of treasures that God has placed, at so many places. Where do you place your heart?
我不知道在座的，我刚刚只有问说是基督徒的，请你举个手。
Christians, please raise your hand.
那我不晓得在座的有没有是还没有信主的。
I asked that, but I also am asking you, how is there anyone who has not believed in the gospel yet?
哪位是还是慕道的朋友的，还没有信耶稣的，还没有信耶稣的。
Who has not believed in Jesus?
我们都是主内的弟兄姐妹吗
？So are we all brothers and sisters in Christ？
我们彼此都认识吗
？Do we know each other？
好，我们看看旁边是不是还有一些空位
？So look at the empty chairs around you。
还后面还有一些预备的椅子，是不是
？And those backup chairs。
可不可以帮我个忙？
Can you help me?
下个主日的时候，这些位置坐的一些还没有信主的人。
So seat some non-Christians, on these empty chairs next week.
你不觉得说这是神预备的吗
？Don't you think these are prepared by God?
那神既然预备了，你不觉得说神要你去带一些人来吗
？Since God already prepared, don't you think that?It's God's will for you to bring others to come.
所以这个宣教的概念，这个就是在宣教了，不是吗
？So, talking about the concept of missions, this is missions.
如果走不出去的话，光是脑袋没有用。
If you don't go out there, just thinking in your brain doesn't help.
所以我今天提出的最后一个挑战。
So I will bring forth my last challenge.
下一次的讲员，那如果说在座的还没有信主的话，有人举手。
So next week, when the speaker asks anyone who's still not a Christian, someone will raise their hands.
好，我们一起有个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是又真又活的主。
Because you are the true and living God.
我们今天感到时间上非常的有限。
Today we face a limitation of time.
因为看到你在世界上面的这些的伟大的作为。
Because as we see your mighty work on the earth,
绝对没有办法用短短的时间能够讲得明白。
We cannot explain everything in limited time.
但是主，你是在我们生命中的主。
But you are the Lord of our life.
你亲自掌权做工。
You are reigning and you are over. You have the lordship of everything.
我们都是你的儿女。
We are your children.
我们也是你神国的子民。
And we are the citizens of your kingdom.
我们更是主你的门徒。
And we are your disciples.
我们盼望的是说，主啊，我在这里。
We hope that we will say, I am here.
不管远近。
No matter whether it's remote or near.
请差遣我。
Send me.
因为我是属于你的。
Because I am yours.
我愿意来为主来做见证。
I'm willing to be a witness for you.
以上的感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.